This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, May 14th. Well, the cattle markets unfortunately didn't get much follow through after a big day on Friday. We didn't have anything. In fact, the markets kind of gave it all up and pushed into new contract lows on the front month, at least live cattle. And the back months were weaker, not quite into new lows. And in feeders, basically coming back down and testing those important lows that were put in here about a week ago. So the market really struggling here to get something going on the upside. We still have this basing pattern with a pretty choppy type of trade, pretty volatile trade. And yesterday it was giving up all the gains that it had earned on Friday headed into the weekend. Some of that is continued talk of the trade negotiations breaking down between China. Some of the pressure in cattle was the talk that the government was going to put together an aid package for farmers and procure a bunch of ag commodities to send to poor and starving nations, but it didn't include beef. It included some grains and pork, but it wasn't much of a mention of beef. So obviously that was pretty disappointing to the market. That said, the pork market didn't really think much of that either, as it was limited down also. So, you know, the beef market really struggling here. You know, you're headed into the summer, better, warmer weather. Weights have improved significantly, and beef production is really ramping up. Cash trade last week was weaker, and we had fairly active trade early in the week. But for the week, Fed trade averaged around 120, which is down 3 from the previous week, and it's down 2 from a year ago. Dress trade at 192 was down 7 on the week and about unchanged from a year ago. Choice cutouts at 223, that was down 7 on the week and down 7 from a year ago. Average dressed weights at 803 pounds, that's down 1 from the previous week, but up 4 from a year ago. Steer prices averaging around 161, which would have been unchanged from the previous week and down 3 from a year ago. Prime rib at 372, that's down $15 from the previous week and down 8 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 222, which is unchanged from the previous week and up 3 from a year ago. So, year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter running about 1.3% over a year ago. Cow slaughter up 4.3% over a year ago. And beef production is only up 0.1%. And that reflects the average weights being below a year ago all the way until about mid-April. And since then, we have just barely pushed above last year. And then again, like this week, we actually dropped back down from the previous week, but we're still up 4 from a year ago. Yesterday, box beef values were a bit higher. Choice was up 47 cents at 222. Select up 143 at 209. The spread is at 1269. Movement 89 loads. It's not bad for a Monday. So the volume is definitely picking up on the box beef, and it has come at quite a discount. Last week, we were under a fair amount of pressure throughout the week on the box beef trade. The volume did pick up. We have more beef to sell, and obviously the packers are having to discount it to get it moving. So that's kind of the story. We've had some positive developments in the futures market, again, especially on Friday after you chopped around much of the week. The market started last week under pressure on Monday, but then we spent the rest of the week kind of just basing and chopping around sideways. And on Friday, got a nice little pop to the upside. And that didn't last long as we come into this week under pressure again and gave it all up. And again, new contract lows on the June live cattle contract. The market's struggling to maintain its upward momentum or even, you know, stay in a sideways pattern, which aside from the front month June, you're managing to do in cattle. You're still managing to stay in this kind of basing pattern. But boy, it's become pretty volatile. And the cash trade, you know, needs to find some traction here as well. So it's, I don't know, the market is struggling. Kind of thought that we would find some support here, especially on the front month futures. You know, we're sitting at around, well, 109, 110 right now. The cash trade's at 120, and yet the board continues to break down. So obviously they're looking at some more pressure coming in from the cash trade over the next month or so. I don't know. I still think you're going to find at least a temporary low here. Maybe we already did. Maybe we got our rally. I thought we'd get more out of the rally to the upside. I still think you will. The market's extremely oversold. But the price action would suggest that your rally is going to be tough to achieve. Maybe you'll just get a basing pattern, maybe just more of a choppy type of try to bounce a little bit better here. But I think it's becoming more clear that the market is in a pretty entrenched bearish attitude, and we still got more downside to go, I think, from a fundamental perspective. I just figured we would have a little bit more of a bounce in the market before we headed south into the summer. Maybe we're not going to get that. We've based around, I think, a little bit here. That will become our measuring point. This sideways pattern, kind of taking a breather here, I think that becomes the measuring point for the next leg down. You know, what we saw here coming into this consolidation period, I think will kind of reflect what's coming ahead of us. It's a pretty big drop. I mean, it was, you know, $13-$14 drop on the live cattle. You still could get that on the downside. I know it's pretty rough and hard to envision, but it certainly is possible and within the cards. In particular, when you're looking at record numbers on feed, weights are increasing, you're headed into the summer, got a stock market that appears to be on pretty slippery footing. There's all kinds of reasons that this beef market could take another pretty big hiccup to the downside. And I frankly think that's in the cards. So just kind of brace yourself and wait for that to happen. In the meantime, if we get a rally and if the market gets that sharp little snap to the upside, I certainly think it's worth taking advantage of and get some hedges put in place, because I think as you get into late summer, early fall, that's where we're going to see the worst of this kind of flush out to the downside. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.